Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Penny Somar to talk about the Sugar Plum Fairy Ball. Penny, the Sugar Plum Fairy Ball is coming up on the 13th of December. Talk a little bit about this event.
Well, this event, we started it 3 years ago. This is our third event, and it's a fundraiser for the public library construction project. So I've said, and I will say again this year, that it's one of the most exciting events that I've ever been involved with, because seeing those daddies and daughters together having a great evening and looking so sharp in their Christmas best is just really, really fun to do. And this year, I think I'm especially excited because I've heard so many little girls that are excited about it. And so we've had it. It's got enough depth to it now that they remember and they're excited about attending it again. And so that makes it extra special, I think. We'll be doing a lot of the same things this year, but with a little different spin. We're going to have the dance again that we always have. We have a DJ. This year, we're going to be having some special guests that are going to come in and surprise the girls. So I hope they will love it. I'm excited about it, and I can't wait to see their faces when they are surprised by the visitors. We'll have games. We try to target the games for something that the dads and daughters do together. We'll make it competition with other dads and daughters, and so some fun things, because we want that interaction. It's a night just for them, and so we want them to be doing things together and enjoying each other's company. So the games are going to be kind of triggered for that. We have a dessert bar. We're having bingo, and then Treasure Portraits every year does a photo of the dads and daughters, and those are $10. And then every girl goes home with a picture frame, a silver picture frame that says Sugar Plum Fairy Ball on it, so they have that as a keepsake. And then we'll be having a raffle this year, and the raffle is $5. And I won't be telling you what that's for at this point, because we're going to be doing this year something a little bit different as well. We'll have two age groups. The dance is for girls 5 years old to 12 years old. And so we're going to split that up and have a raffle for two different age groups. So the tickets for that are $5. And then we also have gift baskets. So with when you play the games and you're involved in the activities, every time you win something, you get a ticket for your participation. And then those tickets can be put in for a drawing for gift baskets that we'll have available there. So we want to make sure that it's an exciting time for everyone that attends, and I think we can guarantee that.
You talked about you've done this for the last several years. What made you guys come up with this concept of a daddy-daughter dance?
Well, you know, I've heard about other communities doing that, and my granddaughter actually has gone to one every year in the Quad Cities area and always had had such a good time. And so when I was on the library committee for the expansion project trying to think of fundraising ideas, and that just kind of popped in my mind, something that I kind of had a passion for and I thought would be really fun to try to do here. We had never done that before. So we tried it, and I think it's been a success, and so we hope that we can continue.
Where can people find out information on how to get involved with the Sugar Plum Fairy Ball, register for it, and what's the deadline for it?
Okay. We will be sending out flyers to the schools for the children to take home. Then we'll also have posters around town. Tickets can be purchased at Iowa State Savings Bank or iHealth Solutions. They are $25 for a couple. Or if you are a daddy that has more than one daughter, it's just $10 for each additional child. We are doing something a little bit different this year. We're having a cutoff date. So tickets must be purchased by December 5th. We don't sell tickets at the door. And in order for us to plan properly and make sure that we have enough prizes and things like that, we're going to cut the ticket sale off at December 5th. The other thing that I will mention, too, that I didn't, is Candy's Flowers each year helps us out, and they make a special corsage for the little girls. If a father would like to purchase a corsage for her daughter for that special event, she will have them on sale at her facility, and she sells those for $10.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Penny Somar, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.